There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, business owners, do you want to build a stronger team? Mark your calendars for the 8th annual Refresh Leadership Live simulcast event held on April 12th, hosted by Express Employment Professionals. This year's speaker lineup is well-versed in the essential characteristics of outstanding teams and the role leadership plays in helping them succeed. Hear from Super Bowl champion coach Jimmy Johnson about the lessons he's learned throughout his legendary coaching career. Best-selling author Patrick Leonone will explore virtues that make some people better team players than others. And then world champion adventure racer and firefighter Robin Benincasa will take you on a fast-paced adventure with people who accomplish extraordinary feats together. From being a team player to the importance of human synergy, this is a learning and networking event you don't want to miss. For more information or to register now, visit refreshleadership.com/live. That's refreshleadership.com/live.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back. Roger Stone with us. His latest work is called The Making of the President 2016. Website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. We're going to get into some breaking stories with Roger in a second. Roger, I'm going to ask you for two favors if you ever talk to Donald Trump in the future. Two things, okay?
Certainly.
One is to tell him to do whatever he can to protect and insulate our power grid from an EMP attack or a major X-flare from the sun. The latest report, and it's bantered around Washington, that 90% of the Americans would be dead in a year if any of those two things happen. And that could be an EMP. Let's say North Korea detonates a nuke over the United States in the atmosphere. It doesn't do anything to the property or kill people directly, but it shuts down the power grid. And without that, we're up a creek. They can fix it for a few billion dollars. That's one thing I'd ask you to get to him. And the other is, I'm opposed to the wall, but we have technology that can do everything he wants to do and more. Just look at Area 51. A mouse goes past a certain line. They know about it. They've got armed guards that show up. Alarms go off. We can put that whole system in right across the border all the way across the United States, over 2,000 miles, with lasers and electrical lines, and you don't have to worry about spending and making a 30-foot wall. And it'll do the same thing, if not better.
Well, by my memory, the president's son, Eric Trump, is very interested in the security of the grid issue, quite knowledgeable about it. So I have some confidence that those ideas are being communicated well to the president. He is, you know, he has to somehow reverse 30 years of decline. 30 years of the Bushes and the Clintons working closely together to line their pockets and make their cronies much wealthier, while George Norrie and Roger Stone and their families became poorer and had fewer choices. See, my problem is not just that the globalist neocon agenda of taking all of our jobs abroad has not just made us poorer. It's made the cronies and the elitist friends of the Bushes and the Clintons, whose views on every issue are identical: endless war, erosion of civil liberties, massive spending, huge debt, open borders, de facto open borders in your immigration system, and a trade policy that is sending all of our jobs overseas. That's the legacy of the Republicans and the Democrats, the Bushes and the Clintons working together. Donald Trump's election is a rejection of all of that. Donald Trump's nomination by the Republican Party is the hostile takeover of one of the parties as a vehicle. We cast out the country clubbers in their green pants with the little whales on them, and we have replaced them with working people, people who are tired of seeing this country spit on, tired of the downward spiral, people who learned in school that we were Americans, we were exceptional, we could do whatever we set out to do, but we have not had leaders to make that case and lead that fight. So Trump really did tap into a silent majority.
Oh, he was brilliant when he did that.
Well, and one of the reasons why the pollsters and the pundits and the experts were wrong about the outcome of this election is because they badly misunderstood who was going to vote and who was motivated to vote. Trump's turnout and vote in the rural areas in this country broke all records. And Trump was able to win states like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan because there were white Democrats who would never vote for Mitt Romney in their life because they viewed him as a country club stiff, the kind of guy you usually ended up punching out in a bar. They weren't voting for that guy. Whereas in Donald Trump, despite the fact that he's a billionaire, there's nothing snobby or elitist about him. He just likes people.
He likes people.
He gets strength from people. He loves these rallies, loved them. They motivated him. They pumped him up to do another one. And in the closing days of this race, I really dwell on this in the book, he takes on a Herculean personal effort. I mean, sheer physical will to drive his body and mouth and go days without sleep.
Why did he want this job, Roger? I mean,
first of all, because he's a winner and he'd like to see America to start winning again. You know, if you look at this historically, I first wanted him to run in 1988. I met him in 1979 when I was sent to New York to organize the Ronald Reagan campaign there for former Governor Reagan. I was introduced to Donald by his flamboyant and controversial attorney, Roy Cohn.
Oh, yes, we know that name.
Guaranteed 1,000 Twitter bots attacking me in the next 5 minutes just by dropping that name. I almost want to say it again. Roy Cohn.
McCarthy.
Yeah, right. Although the real McCarthyites are Adam Schiff and some of these others casting aspersions regarding Russia. We'll come back to that. The point, I guess, is that Trump had the size to take on the leadership of both parties. He's not connected in any way to the bad decisions of the last 30 years. He's got no investment in them.
I had people call me, Roger, that said that they thought he was more of a Democrat than a Republican.
Well, I think he's a pragmatist. In other words, here's the misnomer. He's not some hardcore conservative ideologue. That's not him. He is a conservative-leaning populists. So on issues like trade and taxes and spending and security, yes, he takes the most conservative position. But he's also a man who is interested in what works, and he would like to see progress. And despite all of his carrot-and-stick rhetoric, he wants to make a deal. So when, for example, it comes to NATO and he says, well, you know what, if we had a member who wasn't paid up and then they suddenly came under attack, I'm not sure whether we'd show up to save them or not. That's negotiating. Yeah. That's what that is. That's smart negotiating. Sure. Our money's in. A couple of our allies have their money in. The rest of these pikers have not, you know, coughed up their fair share.
Right.
And he's been talking about this since a speech he gave in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, in February of 1988, that it was time, that NATO was a good idea, but it was built at a time after World War II in which we were flush, we were rich, and they were poor. Our allies were poor, so we staked them. That's a good thing.
All of them.
Now we're poor, they're rich, it's time for them to pay up.
Yeah.
That's not radical, that's not crazy, that's not wild, that's common sense.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you become a Coast Insider, not only can you listen to past, present, and future programs, you can also participate in our twice-monthly chats at the Coast website. Like Open Lines for the Modern Era, join me in the Coast chat room to share your story, ask a question about me, the show, things we've talked about on the program. And the second chat of the month features a popular Coast to Coast guest ready to explore their research with you. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and become a Coast Insider, and we'll see you in the chat room. What is all this hoopla about this Russian investigation? They're going after one of your former partners, Paul Manafort, who clearly admits, hey, I had work with a Russian and his company got paid for it. He's not hiding that. Well, what are they looking for?
Well, first of all, it was in 2005. This election was in 2016.
That's right.
That's a bit odd. I'm not sure how we're going to try to stretch that. Here is the point, and that is there is no doubt whatsoever that Donald Trump was under surveillance at Trump Tower. There is no doubt whatsoever that his phones were bugged, and they were listening to his conversations not only in his New York office, but also his New York apartment and his apartment at the Mar-a-Lago Club, his private residence in Palm Beach.
And what time period?
As it now appears, it begins much, much earlier than you think. It actually begins under George W. Bush. He is among a cross-section of Americans who are being spied upon and whose phone conversations are being kept taped and cataloged for future use. That program, thanks to Alex Jones and Dr. Corsi, has now come to light. It had been fully identified in a blockbuster piece by Corsi last week, which is meeting substantial resistance in the mainstream media.
Yes.
But more precisely, and here's the key, the way they rationalized and justified the monitoring and the spying on the Republican candidate for president was because of this Russian collusion. Now the Russian collusion has disappeared, has crumbled. I myself have been wiretapped, I believe, according to the New York Times, on January 20th of this year. Four Trump associates were wiretapped, and the fruits of those taps were being used in this investigation. And they named me in that piece. So on the basis of no probable cause, no evidence, they have violated my civil rights. They've been reading my email, reading my texts, listening to my phone calls. That means they were listening to all my phone calls with candidate Donald Trump. It also means they listened to me when I spoke to, say, Alex Jones or my wife or my children or my grandchildren or hundreds of reporters that I deal with. It's deeply invasive. It really, you feel violated.
Of course.
And they had no reason. That is the point. In other words, their reason was a Hillary Clinton press release. There's no proof. I say this again. I never had any contact or interaction with any representative of the Russian state or Russian intelligence. And it is certainly not this benign frame-up in which, oh, you spoke to a Russian hacker, Guccifer 2, First of all, we don't know he's a Russian. Secondarily, I talked to him long after it would have mattered. I could not have collaborated with him. George, I've released the entire exchange. It's not exactly 007 stuff.
But at this point, though, Roger, they haven't explained, what are they after? I mean,
they're after any case they can make that somehow somebody working for Trump cheated in an effort to turn the election to Trump. Why is it important? They're going to have to justify why they were spying on the president, or they're going to prison. When Nixon did this, they ran him out of town.
Right.
And what Nunes learned was more significant than I think people realized, because what he stumbled upon is truth that they were wiretapping, bugging Trump when he was president-elect, not candidate. He was already president.
Did he make a mistake when he quickly
Anyone
tweeted?
Who knows about this, this would be a violation.
Of course.
And as you know, if you get permission from the secret FISA court, which is a rubber stamp for the government. In other words, the FISA court doesn't require probable cause or evidence. Essentially, anybody the government wants to spy on.
They just do it. They just do it.
But they told the court, we must spy on Trump, Your Honors. He's plotting with the Russians, except for he wasn't. They have a real, there's a real problem there. And then leaking the existence of the FISA warrants, or the fruits of the FISA warrant, as they did to the New York Times on January 20th. By the way, you noticed that story was planned for Inauguration Day, just to shove it right up the new president's keister. That was done purposely. And believe me, that he got the message. And then on the 30th, they say, well, on the 20th, they say, we have email transmissions, we have financial records. On the 30th, the Times reports they also have telephone intercepts. Produce them. Where are they? Let's read them. How about right now?
Well, and again, though, I don't see anything wrong with a candidate trying to discuss issues with other countries, Russians, the Iranians, even that whack job in North Korea.
But in this case, they're trying to make WikiLeaks out to be a Russian asset. And therefore, if you were in direct touch with Assange, I was not. I was in indirect touch with him, as I have written in the book, The Making of the President 2016. All of this Russia stuff, every bit of it, whether I knew about John Podesta's email being hacked in advance, I didn't. There is no evidence that I did. The left has added two and two and come up with six. Whether I knew about and orchestrated the flow of releases from WikiLeaks, the answer is I did not. But you see, they're trying to say, well, Assange works for the Russians, therefore that would mean you were in league with the Russians.
Oh, Assange would release anything he had on anybody, wouldn't he?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Assange would release anything he had on anybody. Not...
He's an opponent of the deep state. My liberal friends loved him when he was leaking stuff on George W. Bush. And now suddenly, you know, he's an agent of the Kremlin. No, he isn't. There's no evidence of that. He vehemently denies it. So the deep state has a real problem. Just at the time that their so-called Russian collusion scam is crumbling before our very eyes, they're busted for wiretapping Trump Tower. When the head of the CIA and the National Defense Director and the FBI all deny it, George, that's de facto proof that it happened.
Yes.
Of course they denied it. They denied torture at Abu Dhabi prison. They denied that the attack on our mission in Benghazi was done by a terrorist group and not an unruly mob. They lied about weapons of mass destruction in Saddam Hussein. They lied about rendition of third parties to allies of ours that used torture. They lied about Iran-Contra. They lied about the Vietnam War. They lied about the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
They lied about trying to kill Castro.
Publicly, the odds are almost 90%. It is a lie. That's what spies do.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.